Cool. All right. So, sweetie, you will be performing at the Bud Light Seltzer's first live stream show. How cool is it to be performing at the upcoming show?
I'm really excited. Me and my dancers, my DJ, my team prepared for this show to, give a bomb New Year's Eve performance. So I'm excited.
Nice. All right. So, which performance are you looking forward to most out of Post Malone, Jack Harlow, or Steve?
Well, Post Malone and Jack Harlow are on my Tap In remix, so
Yeah.
I'm kind of biased when it comes to that question, but I'm pretty sure the other artists will give, a dope performance as well. But I really appreciate them for showing me love, so I'm definitely looking forward to their performances.
Nice. My next question did have something to do with the Tap In remix. So basically, you got a chance to work with Post Malone and Jack Harlow on the Tap In remix. How was it to work with those two on that track?
It was cool. What I really appreciate about the Tap In remix is like I collaborated with people no one expected me to, and I feel like the point of a remix is to do something special and unexpected. So I love how Post even flipped his side of the beat, Jack Harlow did his thing, and then the baby was the extra feature, or the other as well. But I love it. I come from a male dominated family. So I feel like that remix was for them because, I make music for the girls, but, I had to keep it for the
Yeah. All right. So I see via IG, via Instagram, you have like quite the personality, like with the skits, the videos. Could we possibly see you taking up some acting roles in 2021?
Definitely. I've always wanted to act. But I felt like I couldn't pursue both at the same time because then I wouldn't be able to perfect one of the crafts. But I always felt like music would open up the acting door, just like Tupac and Queen Latifah, just how they did it. Because I'd want to do it as good as them. Like it wouldn't be something that I just do for the moment and for the look. Like I'd really get into it, just like how they did.
Gotcha. All right. So I love how you incorporate old school music into your songs. Could we see you doing more of that going into 2021?
I really love the reason why I sample records is because there's like the soul that is unmatched previous songs. So I'm just, giving it a new life, but I don't ever see myself stopping myself from doing that, despite the comments that come with it.
All right. So, do you have a favorite song of 2020 outside of any of your own? Like another favorite song of in music this year?
Dang, I definitely do. I'm looking at my music library right now.
Okay.
Let me think. Just any song? Oh my God, these questions always like a brand new song or just a regular song?
I mean, I would say probably the one you played the most outside of any of your own music. If you have a song that you played a lot, or it could be newer, older.
Oh, I mean, a lot of great music was released this year. I'm like going through my library right now. I would have to say, oh girl, I love music questions. I love music questions. It's like, I don't know, it's fun for me. But there's a song that I really, really like. Oh my goodness, I don't even know what to say. Can we come back to that question?
Okay, so I got another one for you. Before I ask what's your New Year's resolution, I want to squeeze this one in because I know you played basketball and you did say you played AAU when you were younger.
Oh no, girl, I played for a season and I quit. Oh, I was point guard, but I was like, this ain't for me. But I did grow up playing powder puff, volleyball, and running track.
Okay, gotcha. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I probably couldn't ask the NBA question because the season just came back in, but I do want to ask you, what is your New Year's resolution? This is our last question.
My New Year's resolution is to be consistent. I plan on dominating all fields of interest, whether if it's fashion, business, music. And I feel like I'm fully capable of doing it, but it just comes down to the simple fact of being consistent. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I really just want to be consistent. I want to be consistent and I always want to give quality. I remember there was a point in my career where I overworked myself, so I wasn't able to deliver my best, and you know, everything gets recorded. So I was upset with myself because I wasn't delivering my best each time. So for this year, I really want to just give great content, great music, just great everything, so that I'm consistent with my goals and where I want to be.
All right. Gotcha. Thank you so much, sweetie, for this interview. And have a good show for Bud Light.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.